list of Tainus Esther. On Yud Gimel Adar, we have Tainus Esther. Now, the Mefarshim bring two basic makoros, two basic sources for the idea of Tainus Esther. One is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, which is as follows. The Medrash tells us that when Bnei Yisrael fought Amalek in the Midbar, in Parshas Beshalach, so the Medrash tells us that Moshe declared a national day of fasting, and Bnei Yisrael were betainus when they fought Amalek in the Midbar. So too, the Mefarshim say that when Bnei Yisrael fought their enemies in the Megillah on Yud Gimel Adar, they also fasted, just like they fasted in the Midbar. So since Bnei Yisrael were fasting when they defeated their enemies on Yud Gimel Adar, so as a zecher to that fast, to that tainus, we also have a tainus on Yud Gimel Adar. Hashem heard their tefillos. Hashem helped them win the war. So as a zecher to the fact that Hashem heard their tefillos and helped them win the war, we also do such a tainus on Yud Gimel Adar. That's one basic source for the idea of Tainus Esther. The other source is brought in the Aruch HaShulchan in this Siman Tav Reish Pei Vav, that Tainus Esther is a zecher to the 3-day tainus which Esther declared for Klal Yisrael. Esther, before she went into see Achashverosh, felt Bnei Yisrael needed to do tshuva, she needed zechuyos, so she declared a 3-day fast, which according to most, there are different opinions, but many Mefarshim say it was Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav Nisan, 3 days. And as a zecher to that 3-day fast of Esther, we fast for 1 day on Yud Gimel Adar. Why do we fast for 1 day, not for 3 days? Because fasting for 3 days would be too difficult. That's what the Mefarshim say. Why do we fast on Yud Gimel Adar, not during Nisan? Because it makes more sense that we should have the fast next to Purim when we're thinking about Purim. True, Esther fasted closer to Pesach, it just makes more sense for the Takana that we should have a fast day closer to Purim when we're thinking about and discussing the ideas of Purim. Okay, so those are the two basic standard approaches, Makoros, for Tainus Esther. Now, what's interesting is, according to both approaches, what we are commemorating at Tainus Esther is something positive, something good that happened to Klal Yisrael. We were in a zman of tzara, some sort of tzaras, and we dive into Hashem, and Hashem helped us. Esther fasted for 3 days with Bnei Yisrael, and then Hashem heard their tefillos, and Esther's plea with Achashverosh was successful, and Bnei Yisrael and Yud Gimel Adar fasted when they fought their enemies, and they defeated them. So either way, what we are commemorating at Tainus Esther is really a positive thing, a nace that Hashem helped us. This is in contrast to the other Tainesim, the other 4 Tainesim that we have, not Yom Kippur, the other 4 Tainesim Derabanan that we have, Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Seder Tammuz, Aser B'Davis, and Tzom Gedalia, all of them commemorate something negative, Churban Habayis, and the fact that Hashem did not fully hear our tefillos, and because we lost the Beis Hamikdash, and each one of those 4 Tainos is connected in some way to the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. So we're in Avelus now, we're sad over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, and we have these Tainos during the year to help us remember the fact that we lost the Beis Hamikdash and we still need to do tshuva in order to get it back. So Tainus Esther is in contrast to the 4 other Tainesim. The other Tainesim, one of their themes is Avelus over Churban Habayis. L'chora, there is no Avelus on Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is commemorating the fact that Hashem heard our tefillos. There's no specific avelus in Tainus Esther. Adrav, as we'll see, many Mefarshim indicate that Tainus Esther is dafka, a tainus of simcha. It's a tainus commemorating something positive which happened to Klal Yisrael, and on Tainus Esther, the halachic mood that one should have is one of basically simcha. As opposed to the Tainesim, we'll see many Makoros indicate this, as opposed to the other Tainesim, which commemorate something sad, commemorate the Churban Habayis, or something connected with it, and there's Avelus, and it's a sad day. Tainus has to commemorate something positive, that Hashem heard our tefillos, and therefore it's a Tainus of Simcha. This we'll see as what many Mefarshim say. If it's a tannis of simcha, then how does the whole theme of tshuva and slichos fit in? Well, the answer is actually pretty straightforward, that tshuva and slichos are not at all a contradiction to a Yom Simcha. The classic example, of course, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the ultimate Yom of Slichos and the ultimate Yom of Tshuva during the year. And yet we know Yom Kippur is a Yom Simcha. The Rambam says that Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur are not Yemei Simcha Yaseira, but they are Yemei Simcha. The Mishnah at the end of Tainus with the Gemara there says that Yom Kippur and Tshuva were two of the happiest days of the Jewish calendar. The Gemara says, why is Yom Kippur a happy day? The Gemara gives two reasons. A, it's a Yom Slicho Mechilo, when Hashem forgives us for our averos. And B, it's the Yom of Matan Torah, because Yom Kippur is the day that Moshe brought down the second Luchos. So Yom Kippur, even though it's certainly a day of Tshuva and Slichos, is certainly a Yom of Simcha. So to Tainus Esther, even though we say Slichos and a day of Tshuva, it very well might be, as many Mepharshim say, a Tainus of Simcha as opposed to a Tainus of Tsar and Aveilus. And as I've been explaining, this idea that it's a Tainus of Simcha fits well with the two basic Makaros of Tainus Esther, both of which have a positive theme, that Hashem helps us when we cry out to Him, Hashem helps us in our times of need. So this is the basic idea of Tainus Esther. Now let's go and look at the various Makaros which indicate this Yesod, that Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha. Okay. Number one, the halacha is that on most Tainesim, if they fall out on Shabbos, you push off the Tainus till Sunday. Like if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's pushed off till Sunday. If Aser B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, you push it off till Sunday. What's the reason? So the Gemara in Megillah explains that the reason is that we don't push up Peranios. It's the Gemara Megillah on Daf Hei. The Gemara says, Akdume Peranusa lo mekadmina. We don't push up Peranios. Peranios means punishment, something bad. So each of the four Tainesim commemorate something sad, something bad for Klal Yisrael. I'm not in a rush to commemorate it. I'd rather push it off. Why am I in a rush to suddenly commemorate and be an Avelus over things that happened to Klal Yisrael? If I have a way of pushing off this negative experience of the day, I'll push it off till tomorrow. That's what the Gemara says. However, the Rambam quotes, and this is the halacha, that if Tainus Esther falls out on Shabbos, we don't push it off till Sunday. Rather, we bump it forward to the previous Thursday. The Rambam says in Perek Hei of Hilchos Tainus Halacha Hei, Imchal Yudgimu Biadar Lios B'Shabbos Makadimin Umitanin B'Chamishi Shehu Yud Aleph. But the other Tainios you push off till Sunday.
What?
So why is Tainus Esther different? This is a fair question. So the Magi Mishnah says, Tainus Esther is different because, for a technical reason, to push off Tainus Esther till Sunday would be difficult because Sunday is Purim. So for a very good technical reason, it doesn't make sense to push off Tainus Esther till the next day, because the next day is Purim. What about till Monday? Well, then Monday's after Purim. It doesn't make sense to have Tainus Esther after Purim. So therefore, since pushing it off just doesn't make sense, therefore, for that technical reason, we push it forward back to Thursday. However, that's only the view of the Magi Mishnah. Other Rishonim say differently. The other Rishonim say that Tainus Esther is pushed forward to Thursday precisely for this reason, that it's not a time of Peranios, rather it's a Tainus of Simcha. This is the idea that Tainus Esther is not the Geder Yom Shel Peranios, and therefore there's no reason to push it off. It blends in with the Simcha of Purim. This idea was said by Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, and later his Talmidim found that it's Mefurash in the writings of the Gaonim. The Gaonim say Mefurash that the reason we have Tainus Esther on Thursday is because it's a Yom of Simcha, Yom of Venetia. The Lashon of the She'iltos is, if if your Gimel Avodah falls out on Shabbos, Makdimin. Why? Mipnei Shehu Neis. The Neis Makdimin Veloma Achrin. The Mordechai and Megillah in Perek Aleph has a similar language. Makdimin. Why? The Tzom Esther Lo Puranusa. This is exactly this idea. Tainus Esther is not a Tainus of Puranus, not a Tainus of Abegus. Tainus of Simcha, commemorating the Neis that happened to us. Oh, and therefore, if it falls out on Shabbos, we push it forward to Thursday, as opposed to pushing it off until Sunday. That's a very strong mucker for the idea that Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha. Next, there is something called Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is one of the earliest writings of the Torah Sheba'al Peh that was written down by the Tanoim. It was written down. Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a list of Yomim Tovim, and many Mepharshim explain these are all Yomim Tovim which are associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Building the Beis HaMikdash, donating things to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were Yom Tovim, Megillas Tainus. A two-day Yom Tov, a one-day Yom Tov, a seven-day Yom Tov, lots of tiny Yom Tov in Megillas Tainus. Two of the Yom Megillas Tainus are Hanukkah and Purim. They're mentioned in Megillas Tainus. Now, Megillas Tainus says, and the Gemara quotes this, that what are the halachas of this, of these fancy special days in Megillas Tainus? The halachas are as follows. Number one, you can't have a hesped on them, and you can't fast on them. And, it says in Megillas Tainus, you can't fast the day before or the day after either. That's a din. If there's a Yom Tov found in Megillas Tainus, you can't fast the day before and you can't fast the day after either. Chazal wanted to be mechazek, the idea of not fasting on these days, and therefore to add chizuk to their decree, they said you can't fast on the day before or the day after. That's Megillas Tainus. It's discussed at length in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And daf yedayin yedches, fine. Now, this creates a problem. This creates a problem. Purim is in Megillas Tainus. Now, the Gemara says that after the Churban Habayis, batla Megillas Tainus. Most of the Yom Tovim that are found in Megillas Tainus, we don't commemorate anymore. Why not? Because since they were associated with the Churban Habayis, with the Beis HaMikdash, so then after the Churban Habayis, we don't commemorate them anymore because we're not the simple about the Beis HaMikdash because it's gone. The Gemara says, however, in Rosh Hashanah, that Shiny, Chanukah, and Purim. Chanukah and Purim are the two exceptions to the rule. Chanukah and Purim, even though they're in Megillas Tainus, they're not batal. So therefore, when we celebrate today Purim and Chanukah, we are celebrating Chanukah and Purim as part of Megillas Tainus. Well, if Purim is in Megillas Tainus, that means it should be usher to fast the day after and the day before Purim. It should be usher to fast the day before Purim because Purim is in Megillas Tainus. This is a problem. This is a problem which bothered many, many Rishonim. Tosfos in Tainus, Adaf Yud Chesam and Aleph, discusses this question. The Ran, in the back of the Gemara on the Rif in Tainus, discusses this question. This is a famous question. The Ran quotes the answer of the Baal HaMor and the answer of the Ravid. So the Ravid's answer is what interests us right now. The Ravid says, even though you can't fast on the day before a Yom Tov Megillas Tainus, he says Yud Gimel Tainus Esther Eino Dome L'Shar Tainios D'Zikaron Hu L'Nei Shena Sebo. Because on Tainus Esther we are commemorating the Nes that happened, the happy event which happened that day, i.e. the fact that we won the war and Hashem heard our tefillos and we won the war. That's what the Ravid says. What's the pshat? The pshat is follows. How come Chazal said you can't fast on the day before Megillas Tainus? Because Chazal wanted to make sure that we took these Yom Tovim seriously. And Chazal were mechazek, these Yomim Tovim. By adding in an Isser the day before and the day after, you give more chizik to the whole notion of the Simcha on that day. We don't do fast the day before the day after either. Well, a fast day normally is like a negative thing, you know, puts you in a more of a sour mood. So therefore, you don't want to fast heading into or coming off of a Yom Tov Megillah's Tainus. However, the Rav is saying that doesn't apply by Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther doesn't in any way hurt or weaken the Simcha of Purim. Adarabba, Tainus Esther itself is a Zecher L'Nes. When we have Tainus Esther, basically it blends right into the Simcha of Purim. That's what the Rav is saying, even though normally on a day of Megillah's Tainus you can't fast the day before Purim's different, because Purim's different, because Tainus Esther is different. Tainus Esther is Tainus of Simcha, and therefore you're able to fast on Tainus Esther even though it's the day before Purim. Oh, that's point number two regarding Tainus Esther being a Tainus of Simcha. Okay, a third mukkar along these lines is in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. In Perek Yud Ches Halachas Hey and Vav, Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. First of all, normally, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, on a normal fast day, one should be machmir, not to get married the night before a fast day as well. Not only should one get married on the fast day, but the night before as well. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, on Tainus Esther, it's mutter. Why is Tainus Esther mutter? So he gives two reasons. Number one, he says, the Tainus Esther, shiny mishar tainios. It's different from other tainios. Number one, she'ena medibe kabbalah. That I'll explain later. And, velo mipnei tzara shira lav osenu. And not because of any tzaros that happened. As we explained, it's not a tainus of tzaros and tsar, and therefore, we're a little more makil regarding halachos of Tainus Esther than other Tainus. That's point number three. Point number four is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha that on the other Tainusim there is some have a chumrah to be machmir in the other Tainusim regarding some of the halachos like of Tisha B'Av. In other words, we know that on Tisha B'Av you can't do the five inuyim and things like that. What about the other Tainusim? So the Be'er Halacha writes that Efshar D'yesh L'Hachmir on Shivah Aser B'Tammuz and Aser B'Teves, like it's during the 9 days. Just like during the 9 days, the Shulchan Aruch quotes certain chumras of the 9 days, so too the Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha writes, Efshar maybe, once we machmir on those things on Shivah Aser B'Tammuz and Asara B'Teves. Oh, so this chumrah of the... that's number one. Right. So that chumrah of the Be'er Halacha, the Efshar of the Be'er Halacha, so if Shlomo Zalman says, does not apply on Tainus Esther. Doesn't apply on Tainus Esther. There's no why. For the same reason, he says, Pashudu Barush Ein Makum L'chumrah Zu. As we explained before, A, it's not Medibe Kabbalah, that I'll explain a little later. And B, it's not based on a tzar. It's not based on a tzar or a tzar. It's a tainus of simcha, and therefore we are more relaxed regarding these halachos of tzar and avelos. In a similar way, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shulah that a bal nefesh should be machmir on a normal fast day, even by the shaar inuyim. And this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say Mishnah Berurah quotes bal nefesh yachmir in Siman Tov Kuf Nun. Bal nefesh yachmir b'kul and kumo b'tisha b'av, like don't take a hot shower, things like that. Okay. That chumrah, the Rav Soloveitchik said, does not apply on Tainus Esther. This is quoted in the Sefer Bikvei Hatzon of Merevi Rav Shechter Shlita on page Kuf Lamed, that the Rav felt that certainly won't apply on Tainus Esther, again, because it's a Tainus of Simcha. So this is a fourth example, where because Tainus Esther, Tainus of Simcha, we treat it differently than the other Tainus. So that's point number four. Okay. Number five is the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. On a normal time, it's similar to what we just said. In Perek Aleph Filas Tainios, Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam writes, Kol Ashori B'Tainus, who's ever having a Tainus, Lo Yinhog Idunim B'Atzmo. You shouldn't have a lot of like pleasures for yourself. Lo Yako Rosho, Lo Yesamech V'Tov Lev, don't be happy, rather Ela Doeg, etc. You should be worried and sad. So this halacha of the Rambam, I heard from Rav Nevinsal Shlita, and the Rav Zatzal said the same thing. Does not apply to Hainas Esther. The Rambam says if you're Visana al Tsaraso, or the Tsara of the Tzibur, so you're supposed to be sad and not to have Idunin. This does not apply to Hainas Esther. On Hainas Esther, it's much to be happy. So just to bring like sort of a proof for this, if you go into any shul outside, you know, in a non-walled city, outside Yerushalayim, so Hainas Esther is ending, you're davening Maariv, then you're going to have Megillah reading. What is the mood during Maariv on Tainis Esther outside Yerushalayim? The mood is somewhat festive. People are there in their costumes. Can you imagine going to Maariv on Motsoi Aser B'Teves wearing a clown wig or a clown nose? It would just be a little strange. And yet, that's what many people do on Tainis Esther. They're getting ready for Purim. And they come to Maariv of Tainis Esther dressed for Purim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Tainis Esther is the Tainis of Simcha, and one is allowed to be in a more festive mood. I mentioned this point to Rav Nevinsal, and he goes, yeah, but you don't need that. Even without what you just said, he said, Tainis Esther, Tainis of Simcha, and it doesn't have these restrictions of the Rambam. That's point number five. Okay, point number six is also in the Rambam, and it goes as follows. The Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Tainios presents the various Tainios of Hatzibur. And it's very clear he makes a distinction between the other four Tainios and Tainis Esther. The other four Tainios he presents in Halachas Gimel and Dalet. And then in Halacha Hei, he presents the Tisha B'Av, Aser B'Teves, Shavar Aser B'Tavos, and Gedalia. He mentions the specific Tzara that each one was based on. Then in Halacha Hei, he says, and there are different Girsos here, there are different versions of the Rambam, he says, "V'nogu kol Yisrael b'zanim elu l'hisanos b'yud gimel b'yadar zeichu l'tainis hisanu b'mihaman," etc. It's clear that the Rambam is differentiating between Tainis Esther and the other Tainis. Tainis Esther, he says, is based on v'nohagu, on a minhag, and the other ones are the four Tainis in which he gives the Rambam by Tainis Esther does not give any specific tzara that Tainis Esther is coming in response to. As opposed to the other Tainesim, he mentions the Tzara that went on and the bad things that went on as the basis for the Tainus. So it's a very clear distinction and differentiation between the other four Tainios and Tainis Esther. Again, there are different Girsos here in how to read Halachah exactly, but according to any version, according to any of the versions, the Rambam is clearly distinguishing between the other four Tainesim and Tainis Esther. Now, with that in mind, let's go to the end of Parakeh. At the end of Parakeh, the Rambam says, "Kol hatzomos ha'elu asidim uvato limos ha'mashiach." All of these tainios will be uvato limos ha'mashiach. V'lo od, elo sheheim asidim yos yom tov imesasun v'simcha, etc. That the other tainios are going to be uvato limos ha'mashiach, and they'll turn into mamash yom tovim. And he quotes the pasuk from Harvi, Tzom Chamish, Tzom Svi, Tzom Ha'asiri, the pasuk which talks about the tainesim. So I saw that Rav Salvechik, that's all the Rav, he thought that this halacha of the Rambam, that these Tzomos will be batel, applies only to the four Tainesim, but not to Tainis Esther. Tisha B'Av, Shiva Sefer Tammuz, Aser B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia. And that's meduyik in the fact that the Rambam quotes that pasuk. He quotes the pasuk which refers to those four Tainesim. And Chora, the Rav is saying that the Tainis Esther won't be batel in Mos Mashiach. It's a different type of Tainis. And since it's a different type of Tainis, its theme will remain even Liamos HaMashiach. So that might be we'll call it the same fifth difference between Tainis Esther and other Tainesim, that it could be the other Tainesim will change the Mos HaMashiach and Tainis Esther will not. And this approach the Rav had here at the end of Hilchos Tainios, there's a very, very similar diuk which both the Rav and the Brisker Rav made, the Griz, the Rav's uncle, made at the end of Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam writes as follows. He says, "Yimei HaPurim lo yivatru. Shenemar v'yimei HaPurim elu lo yarbu b'toch hayudim," etc. The days of Purim will not be batel Yimos HaMashiach. Even though there are makoros that indicate that Yom Tov might be batel Yimos HaMashiach, but Purim is an exception. Purim will be around even Yimos HaMashiach. The Rambam's lashon is Yimei HaPurim. the days of Purim. So clearly the Rambam is referring to Yud Daled and Tezvav Adar, the 2 days of Purim. However, I saw the Rav and the Brisker have both said that they understood the Rambam to be saying that Yemei HaPurim includes Tainis Esther as well, because Tainis Esther really blends in to the Simcha of Purim itself. And when you keep Tainis Esther, it's really part of the celebration almost of Tainis Esther itself. And therefore, the Rav and the Brisker have both thought that Yemei HaPurim also would not be batel Yemos HaMashiach, including Tainis Esther. So this diuk, this approach that the Rav and the Brisker have in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah is really parallel to the vort that the Rav said in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tainius, that Tainis Esther would not be batel Yemos HaMashiach. It's blended into Purim, and just like Purim won't be batel, Tainis Esther won't be batel either. So that's really a fifth and sixth point based on the Rambam. Point number five is that the specific Rambam in Hilchos Tainius, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Daled, does not apply to Tainis Esther, as the Rav Zatzal said, and Yibad Ulchaim, Rav Nevinzal Shlita says very clearly. Rav Nevinzal says it's Pashut to him, that doesn't apply. And number six, these two diukim in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tainius and the Hilchos Megillah also fit with this idea of Tainis Esther being more of a Tainis Shel Simcha as opposed to a Tainis Shel Tzah. So that's 6 points. Number seven is the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tuf Reish Pei Vav quotes that there are several kulas regarding the Tainis of Tainis Esther which are more makil than the other Tainios. That's what the Rama says. Yesh hakabal yesh atzorech. We are more mekil under certain conditions. But Tainis Esther than other Tainisim. He gives examples of certain specific halachos where we're more lenient regarding Tainis Esther than the other Tainisim. Now, the Rama's language is v'tainis zu eino chova. This Tainis is not a chova. So the simple reading of the Rama is that the reason why Tainis Esther we're more mako than other Tainios is because it isn't a chova, it isn't the same severity as the other Tainesim. The simple reading of the Rama is that the other Tainesim, their basis is more strict, i.e. they're mentioned in Tanakh, they're medivrei Kabbalah, and Tainis Esther isn't as much of a chova. It's not as much of a chova. This is how some explain the Rama, that Tainis Esther isn't explicitly referred to in Tanakh, and the other Tainisim are. And therefore, since the other Tainisim are referred to in Tanakh, and Tainis Esther is not, we're more makil by Tainis Esther, and that is the simple reading of the Rama. And this is actually an interesting question. Is Tainis Esther referred to in Tanakh or not? There's a Pasuk in Megillas Esther, in Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, where the Megillah says Bnei Yisrael were Makayim Yemei Purim Eila. Bnei Yisrael were Makayim, they upheld the days of Purim Bizmanehem. V'kasher kimu al nafsham v'alzaram dibrei hatzomos v'zakosam. Like they were Makayim on themselves, the dibrei hatzomos v'zakosam. What exactly does the end of that pasuk mean? So that it's a machlokas. It's actually a machlokas in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim warn that pasuk is a reference to Tainis Esther. This is what the Rambam in Hilchos Tainius sounds like that we read in Perikei Halachahei, and the Ravid quoted by the Ran that we referred to earlier says as well that the Tainis Esther that we do is based on that pasuk. When the pasuk says Kashukimu Anafsham, the Azaram Dibe Hatzomos Bezakosim, Dibe Hatzomos refers to the fasting which they did. So there's a reference to Tainis Esther in the Psukim. In the Psukim themselves. However, the Ibn Ezra says no. The Ibn Ezra says, and other Rishonim learn this way as well, not just Ibn Ezra, the Ran also quotes other Rishonim who learn this way, that when it says Dibrei Tzomos, it's referring to the other Tainios. And the Pasuk is saying as follows, that the other Tainios, which are Durabanan, but they're Durabanan, they're Dibrei Kabbalah, they're mentioned in Tanakh. So the Megillah is saying that Bnei Yisrael were Makabel, the days of Purim on themselves, like they had been Makabel, those Tainios, just like those Tainios are Dinim Derabanan, which are Dibrei Kabbalah. Dibrei Kabbalah means a Din Derabanan mentioned in Tanakh, so too the Purim, they're makabal on themselves as a divrei kabbalah. It's a din drabanan mentioned in Tanakh. It's a more severe din drabanan, according to the Epshat of the Ibn Ezra, which is mentioned also when the Ran quotes others who learn that way as well. This pasuk is not referring to Tanit Esther. Tanit Esther is not mentioned in Tanakh. Also, if you look in the Beis Yosef, it's Siman Taf Reish Pei Vav. On the tour, he quotes other pshatim in that pasuk that it also doesn't refer to Tanit Esther. So this is an interesting machlokas. Is Tanit Esther hinted at or directly referred to in Tanakh or not? It's a machlokas between in the Rishon. So the simple reading of the Ramah is that the Ramah is saying Tanit Esther is less of a chiyuv. It isn't in Tanakh in the same way, and therefore we are more mekil. However, it's not so pashut. There's a Rav Zolti Zatzal, was one of the previous Rav Harashis in Yerushalayim, Rav Zolti, Rav Zatzal Zolti. He has a sefer called the Mishnas Yavetz. It's a sefer on Or HaChaim. And he points out that if you look carefully back in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun, Si'if Dalet. If you look there with the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and the Gra, it comes out that it sounds like Tainis Esther is just as much of a chova as the other Tainesim, and that it is mentioned in Tanakh. And if you read there the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, although there's a machokas there, it doesn't sound like the machokas is about this point. It sounds like in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah over there, the way the Gra explains that everyone agrees that Tainis Esther is a very significant Tainis mentioned in Tanakh's Dibre Kabbalah. So Rav Zolti points out that if you accept what he points out over there in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, then you're forced to say the reason why the Ramah is being Mekel over here is not because it's not a Dibre Kabbalah, but rather he says it's for this reason, that since Tainis Esther is not a Tainis of Tsar or of the Tsaros, but rather Tainis Shel Simcha, that's why we're more Mekel. True, it doesn't fit exactly in the Lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Eino Chova, but that's how Rav Zolti learns. He says, "Hod chasav haramah, the tainis Esther kiel mishar tainios hainu, shemitzad hilchos tainios who kiel mishar tainios shemikol tainios heim alat saros shalanu. Av a tainis Esther who go alat saros shalanu hayom, el adrab who bichal yimei hapurim, ulachain ein bo hachumro sharehu zichron lenei shenasibo, ulachain ein bo kol chumro sheyesh mishar tainios etc." That's what he says. That Rav Zolti writes again. You have to see it's in the end of Siman Ayin Vav. But he has a very strong ha'ara from the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah and Siman Tov Kuf Nun, and according to that, he thinks this is Shad in the Ramah, that the kulas here by Tainis Esther are because Tainis Esther is the Tainis of Simcha, Zecho Ones, versus the Tainis of Avelus and Sar. That's a seventh point differentiating Tainis Esther from the other Tainis. That's point number seven. Okay, an eighth point is as follows. We are machmir. It's usher to eat before Megillah reading, both at night and during the day. It's usher. It's usher to eat before, when you have mitzvah waiting for you. It's usher to eat before doing the mitzvah, and it's usher to eat before reading the Megillah at night and during the day. Normally, by a tainis, te'ima bi'almas mutter. A small snack is mutter, Normally, regarding doing the mitzvah, you're allowed to have a small snack before doing the mitzvah. A te'ima bi'alma. And that's true here as well, that a te'ima bi'alma is mutter. However, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says that when you're finishing off Tainis Esther, heading into Megillah reading, you know, outside Yerushalayim. So the Ramah says, Aser lechol kodem sheish makriyas ha-Megillah, afihu ha-Tainis kasha olav. Even if the Tainis is difficult, you shouldn't be eating. And the Achronim say that we're machmir, even by te'ima bi'alma, unless it's a tzoruch gadol. That somehow that when it comes to reading, when it comes to eating before the Megillah reading, at least at night, after Tanis Esther, where machmer, even a te'ima bi'alma you shouldn't have, unless you, it's mamish kosh olav. Unless it's a big tzoruch, look in the Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura there in Sifat and Yodalad. Afilu te'ima ein lahakil el tzoruch gadol. Only if it's very difficult. So the question is, why are we more machmir regarding eating before Megillah reading than eating before any other mitzvah? Even by mitzvah steraisa, even by, let's say, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the poskim are making that you can have a tzimah b'yama. So it's time for Kriyat Shema. You have to take Kriyat Shema. You've got to have a tzimah b'yama. How come here by Megillah reading we're more machmir than by even, let's say, Kriyat Shema? This is a problem. So some achronim say it's precisely because you were fasting. Since you were fasting, we're afraid you might come to be mevatel the mitzvah. A person is fasting and he's hungry. So if we say have a small snack, you might go too far. You might have a small snack and eat more. What's the reason why you can't eat before a mitzvah? Because we're afraid you might forget to do the mitzvah. So by normal mitzvah, you have a small snack, it's fine. But by here, when you're coming off a fast, we're afraid, oh my gosh, if you eat now, you might eat a lot because you're hungry, and that's it, and you'll end up forgetting about the mitzvah totally. That's how some achronim explain this idea in the Ramah. That's what the Luvush sounds like, and the Eliyahu Rabbah as well. Okay. However, I found another explanation mentioned in the Hilchos Chag B'Chag of Rav Karp Shlita. It's a very big Talmud Chacham. Hilchos Chag, he's written a whole series of Svarim on the Yom Tovim. It's in Perek Vav of Hilchos Chag B'Chag, footnotes 11. And I once heard a similar idea, I think, in the name of Rav Salveitz, but I haven't been able to find it. But Rav Karp says as follows. He says, it could be, Shetzarich lehasmich hatainis lemegillah, based on what the Ravid says, that the wrong quote, Hatainis Esther, who chelk mi purim, lehorish shemisha, shemika shem elkein, b'chol kareinu elof, shetshoakim v'nanim, etc. In other words, since Tainis Esther is a Tainis Zecher Lanes, a Tainis of Simcha, so the celebration, so the experience of Tainis Esther blends into Purim. So therefore there's an inyan, if possible, to bring the Tainis Mamish into Purim, even though the Tainis is over. The Tainis Esther ends at Seis, and really it's mutter to eat before the Megillah reading Timo B'Yalma. But there's an inyan, L'chadchila, apparently, to connect and almost merge Tainis Esther into Purim, and therefore we're machmir dafka the Megillah reading at night, not to break our fast before the Megillah, unless it's a very big tzorech, more than other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, it's much to have a tzimah b'yama. But here, we want to blend the experience of Tainis Esther into the celebration of Purim. This is an eighth example. This is a very sharp example. This is an eighth application of this idea that Tainis Esther is a Tainis of Simcha, and this might be the basis for the Ramaz and the Achronim's Chumrah at the end of Siman Tov Reish Sadi Beis, more than other mitzvos, that we're machmer not to eat before Megillah reading, even a Te'ima B'Yama. But meaning eat a Te'ima B'Yama before the Megillah reading at night when you're coming off the fast. Oh, that's point number eight. That's in Hilchos Chag B'Chag. And I think also, I heard a similar thing once in the name of Rav Salveitik Tzatzal. That's number eight. Two more, and then we'll close. Number nine is a ha'ara from my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita in the Sefer Ikvei Atzam. Rav Shechter there writes on page Kuf Lamed. He quotes this idea that Tainis Esther is Tainis Shel Simcha. He quotes some of these makaros, and then he points out a very interesting yisod, which is as follows: by a normal Tainis, we're not mechanech by normal tainios. The Mishnah Berurah writes that we're not mechanech children for tainios of Tisha B'Av and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. It's in the Ber Halacha in Siman Tofnun. What's the pshat? Even though the Mishnayos tell us that we are mechanech our children for the tainios of Yom Kippur. So what's the difference between the tainios of Yom Kippur and the other tainios? So the chor of the pshat is that the other tainios are dinei avelus, and there's a yisod on halacha to leka chinuch for avelus. There's a general yisod that regarding avelus, there's no chinuch for katanim. This is discussed by the poskim. That chor is that could be the pshat. The tainios of Yom Kippur isn't the tainios of avelus, and therefore tainios of Yom Kippur is not tainios of avelus, and therefore this chinuch. But tainios of the other tainios, there is no chinuch because it's based on avelus. So Rav Shechter thought, l'chora, this is mamash, it's a hara l'maisa. L'chora, he thought that even if you hold that by the other tanaisim, there's no din chinuch, But it could be by Tainus Esther, there is. It could be by Tainus Esther, there is. Why? Because Tainus Esther would be similar to Yom Kippur. That it's a Tainus which is not based directly on Avelus. And just like by Yom Kippur, we have Chinuch for the Tainus. So too, it could be by Tainus Esther, there's more of an Indian of Chinuch than by the other Tainus. That would be a ninth naftim, a possible application or naftimina of this Yisrael. The Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha. Okay. And finally, there's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah is discussing, how do we know, you know, the Mishnah said that in the old days, they were able to read the Megillah on Tes Yudalid Adar, and Tes Vav Adar, maybe Yud Gimel Adar, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph. There's a Mishnah there that gives a list that it was possible to read the Megillah even before what we call the normal Purim. So the Gemara is trying to figure out the basis for that idea. And the Gemara says that as far as Yud Gimel goes, Yud Gimel doesn't need a source. The fact that you could read the Megillah on Yud Gimel B'Adar does not require its own pasuk. Why? Zman Kihil Akol. That's a day of gathering. And since Yud Gimel B'Adar is a day of assembly, a day of gathering, then it's obvious you can read the Megillah on Yud Gimel and you don't need a special pasuk to teach us that that's allowed. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. What's the pshat in Zman Kihil Akol? So the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the pshat is Tainus Esther. Since Yud Gimel is Tainus Esther, so then it makes sense that one is able to read the Megillah on that day. What's the pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam? So the Achronim say this is exactly the pshat. So this is how the Achronim say. Since Tainus Esther is a Tainus Zecher Oneis, a Tainus of Simcha, so Tainus Esther becomes a day where of course you can read the Megillah that day. Because since the whole nature of the day blends into the Simcha of Purim, then just like you can read the Megillah on Purim, you can also read the Megillah on that day as well. Tainus Esther, this is the Lashon of the Achronim, Tainus Esther becomes part of the Pesumei Nisa of Purim. It's Zecher L'Neis, that we won the war today, that Hashem listens to our cries. So therefore, that's the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. The Tainus Esther is a day where one can read the Megillah even without a special source in the Pesukim. You know, nowadays we don't do this normally. We don't read the Megillah early nowadays. But in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, when they were discussing this idea, the Gemara says it's based on Dina Yom Kehila, and Rabbeinu Tam explains that's why you can read the Megillah on Yom Yud Gimel. That's a tenth example of this Yisod that we find in the Makoros, in the Rishonim, and various Makoros, that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha, and not a Tainus of Tsar, or a Tainus of Avelus. Okay. So Lechora, it's a very well-grounded Yisod. Like I said, it's found in many Rishonim and Achronim. Like I said, Rav Nemetzal Shlita says it's Pashat, that's true, that the Tainus is a Tainus of Simcha. Okay, so I just wanted to add one more point, that on Tainus Esther, we do say Anenu. And Anenu, just in the Anenu, we use the Lashon of Eis Tzara, etc. So I asked Rav Nemetzal about that. I said, how does Eis Tzara fit with, you know, this Yisod that we developed, that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha? So he said, it's Pashut, he said, you know, every day of life is an Eis Tzara. It's always an Eis Tzara, a time where a person needs Hashem, to look to Hashem for help. Now, since Tainus Esther is a Tainus, and a Tainus of Tshuva, so Chazal wanted to leave the same Lashon, the standardized Lashon of Anenu, they left it for Tainus Esther as well. So on Tainus Esther, when you mention that Lashon of Eis Tzara, so on a normal Tainus, when you mention Eis Tzara, you have in mind that, you know, life in general is an Eis Tzara, and in a Tainus, if there's a specific Eis Tzara, whatever the specific Tzara is that happened on that Tainus, that we're asking Hashem to do tshuva and have forgiveness, and that Hashem should undo that tzara, like give us back the Beis Hamikdash. On Tainus Esther, when you mention Eis Tzara, you have the generic, you have in mind the generic idea of Eis Tzara, and not a more specific one as well, because the, like we said, the Tainus Esther is not a Tainus about the tzaras of Klai, so it's rather a Tainus about Zecher L'Neis, the fact that Hashem helped to save us. So that's what Rav Nemetzal said regarding the Lashon of Anenu. We also, alright, so I just wanted to add that in to sort of complete the picture. So this is a big Yisod, that Tainus Esther is unlike the Tanesim, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha Zecher L'Neis, with all of these various Nafkamina, the most important one being, L'chore, the most important one being, like what Rav Amitzal said, that Rambam, that on a normal tainus, a person should be, should not be v'simcha, should not be v'lev tov, that L'chore does not apply to tainus Esther. On tainus Esther, one is allowed to be v'simcha, and v'tuv levav, and be v'simcha on tainus Esther, because it's a tainus shel simcha, and it blends into the kiyum, to the celebration, it blends into the celebration of Purim itself. Okay, we'll stop here.